League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Wednesday the 7th of January. We're here at 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's kick off with a couple of headlines I picked out of the newspapers this morning. Sure, you saw it. If you didn't, quite interesting, I thought at least. Goldman's, Tories will win election. Banking giant Goldman's has called the next election in favour of the Conservatives, adding that while the result remains uncertain, David Cameron's party is more likely than Labour to form the next government. I hear a big cheer go up from the City of London on that one. Headlines from the Standard last night. The new year flight to safe havens across global markets show no signs of abating as fresh warning signs flashed over the UK and Eurozone. A cocktail of fears over Greece pulling out of the euro, emergency money printing for the European Central Bank, a global growth jitters sent investors racing out of shares, leaving stock markets on the back foot again. Don't forget, we had John Eade on the show yesterday talking about a return circa 8% on the S&P and is looking for a favourable earnings season out of the US that kicks off shortly. CPI numbers today in the Eurozone, obviously inflation versus deflation, a big number to look at, and FOMC minutes this evening. Right, let's kick off with slide of the day, the broker recommendations. We know that some work, some don't work. I like to see what the big boys are saying. I've picked these British American Tobacco, Goldman Sachs on a sell rating. Okay, again, a defensive stock on a sell. Don't see that very often, particularly in these volatile times. Whitbread, Goldman's target, £52. Whitbread on a buy. What recession, I hear you ask. An unbelievable run for that company. William Hill, Goldman Sachs on a buy. Obviously, Ladbrokes changing the CEO. Okay, that sector's been in the doldrums, but they're on a buy at Goldman's. And finally, Smith and Nephew, Deutsche Bank, on a buy. We talked again to Johnny yesterday about Stryker potentially doing some M&A this year. And obviously, Smith and Nephew, I would think, would be on their shopping list. Right, let's go on to the next slide. Nicole Elliott, part of the Investors Chronicle. Price wars, UK shop prices wither. Data overnight from the British Retail Consortium show retail prices dropping 1.7% in the year to December 2014, with food costs up 0.1% and non-food down 2.8% year on year. This has helped real wages rise a little at last, and with the extra, it would appear we're all eager to bag a new car. Cheap financing and windfalls, courtesy of PPI mis-selling, have helped UK new car sales in 2014 soar to a 10-year high. And we've seen similar data out of the US on the new car sales. The next slide from Nicole, also published overnight, and the minutes and meetings of the Court of the Bank of England between 2007 and 9, the period between the collapse of Northern Rock and the stock market's low point. Interesting to see how the system worked or didn't, as the case may be. US FOMC minutes later this evening. Christmas Day in Russia. I can't imagine they'll be celebrating too much over there. Right, the next slide we've got, this is from Ladbrokes. Petrol odds on to fall below £1 a litre in January. Motorists are odds on to fill their tanks at less than £1 a litre this month, according to Ladbrokes. The bookies analysts have now slashed the odds of a litre of unleaded being sold under £1 to just 2-1 on, with odds as big as 10-1 offered about a sub-pound litre at the end of 2014. I've got to say, I'd be a happy man if that happened. Alex Donoghue of Ladbrokes. Alex, if you're watching, we want you back on the show. Happy New Year to you. The petrol price war now means it's odds on for a litre to drop to levels last seen in 2009 this month. Not so long ago, a sub-pound litre was a long shot, but now it appears to be getting more of a certainty by the day. Wowee. Okay, let's move to the final slide in this segment. Point and figure charts. A number of you have asked about point and figure charts. I will do a teach-in on this, okay? In the simplest form, I've said before, Jeremy Duplessis written a book on it. Also, Tom Dorsey's written a book on it. Well worth looking at it. It basically keeps the noise out of your charting, okay? It's a bit of a peculiar concept in the sense that it only plots the price action and not time. So it's purely looking at price action. I thought we'd just have a quick cursory look at the FTSE 100 today. Okay, clearly here, okay, the crosses show moves up, the circles show moves down. Okay, we're in a consolidation phase, and I'm in simple charting terms, okay, this old level above 6200 is obviously key area for the bulls to basically keep us in the game on the ball. But again, bit of consolidation. It's, you know, it's still in an uptrend, okay, so the longer term at the moment looks okay. Again, just above 6200 key support. Right, let's take a very quick break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.